Isaiah chapter 65. I remember my mother looking at me with a smile and saying, "I know what you are thinking." Something like this is what God tells us in this chapter, but he really does know what it is we are thinking. But before that, let's look at how, in Isaiah 65, God presents himself as the God of truth, as the faithful God. Verse 16, "He who blesses himself on the earth will bless himself by the God of truth and faithfulness." A God who, despite our apathy, tells us in verse 2, "I stretched out my hands all day long to stubborn people." They chose to go in the wrong direction. They followed their own plans. A people who, according to verse 11, worship the gods of fortune and destiny. This was written 27 centuries ago, but speaks to our generation. Do you run to the fro in search of fortune? Do you read the horoscope every day? Isaiah 65 is for you. There is another way to live. The God of truth says it like it is. We have all gone astray, and we have the need to return to the Lord. God, our faithful God, will not abandon us if we acknowledge our sin and return to him in repentance. God introduced himself as the God of compassion and forgetfulness. So continues verse 16, "For the past troubles will be forgiven. Yes, they are certainly hidden from my eyes. Watch this. I am about to create Jerusalem to be a source of gladness, and her people will be a source of joy." Our God is a God who anticipates and supplies our needs. Verse 24, "Then even before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Moreover, it is God who intimates the conversation. Verse 1 addressed to those who, without requesting it, were invited to read the Holy Scriptures. "I was available to those who did not ask. I let myself be found by those who did not seek me. He seeks you and extends out his arm towards you. Your rebellion can't stop him. He seeks you out. He loves you and he forgives you. If you sincerely repent and seek his face."